Go ahead and say that. Okay. What about the hard-shelled thing that pulls its in its neck and legs when you touch it?
Well, there are two things that do that. One's a tarpon and one's a turtle. At least we have those two around here.
Now, what is the kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams? It's got claws, and when you turn over a rock, it often swims away backwards.
Crawfish.
Okay, yeah, last night we were talking about the porches, you know, around the house. Now, what would you call the upstairs porch?
Well, we call it a veranda, and one part of it's a screened-in porch, or a sleeping porch, veranda and a porch. That's
okay,
what we call it.
If the porch has a roof over it, does that make any difference?
The
name, if it has a roof over the porch. Would that make any difference about the name?
Well, you might call it a patio if it doesn't have a roof over it, I think.
Okay.
I think you could, but there's a roof over all these.
All right. Now, when I came in just now, if I had left the door open and you hadn't wanted it that way, what would you have said to me?
I said, were you born in a barn? No, I would say, please shut the door.
Okay. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Weatherboarding.
Okay.
You know that, yeah.
Okay, what do you...
Now we have around this front part where this veranda is,
yes,
we don't have the weatherboarding. We have these about 12-inch planks.
Yes, sir.
And we call that shiplap, the way it's fixed. It's matted, and we call it shiplap. But on the outside, it's weatherboarding.
Okay. Now, does this house have an L on the roof?
No, it does not.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When
We don't have any dormer windows up there. That's one reason back, as I told you in the beginning, we call that a dungeon.
Uh-huh.
It's dark in there, you know, and we put things that we wanted to be in the dark, we'd put them in there.
Okay.
And then after we change the house, we put a new roof on.
Mm-hmm.
We change the shape of the roof, but it's still, you might say, a dungeon now.
Okay,
now,
if the house has an L, what do you call the point where the L and the house meet?
Of course, you call the eaves where the roof comes off, and then where you have this gutter coming in. My mind just isn't making it so.
Maybe gutter? Wonder if
no,
happens.
The gutter goes around on the outside. I know exactly what you're talking about. Where they come together like that,
mm-hmm.
And have extra roofing on top where this water comes right now. But I just don't recall right now. I think of it before.
Okay.
Before
okay. What would you call a little building that is used for storing wood or tools?
Woodhouse is what we call it. Woodhouse, a tool house. And, we wouldn't call it a machine shop.
Okay. What about the outdoor toilets?
Privy.
Now, is that a joking word or?
No, it is not.
Well, what about some of the joking words you might use for those places?
Well, I'm just not going to tell you.
Come on, tell me.
Oh, they call them Johnnies and, you know, just things like that.
Okay. Are you familiar with the word ENTY?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I wasn't either. I didn't know. All right, what about if I ask you if you know a person, you might say no, but I what?
Have heard of him.
Okay. And what about if a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I